We're CJMQ, and we're talking with Sherry Lynn tonight, and she's a Canadian country artist. So welcome, Sherry.
Well, thank
and,
you.
And now you were born in Barrie, Ontario. Is that where you're based right now?
Yes.
Okay, so from Barrie, Ontario. Now, interesting bio. You've already done so many things and had so many different experiences for a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
And you grew up listening to a lot of different types of music, if I understand right. And about what age did you get interested in and start performing?
Well, I've always been interested in performing and everything. And, you know, it was basically, you know, in my... I can't even remember really how old I was, but just, you know, I looked into getting into it professionally and was basically just picked up by a booking agent because it was started out doing Shania Twain tribute.
Right, okay, you were a tribute band. Okay, and interesting, you had some different experiences with Shania Twain. Very interesting. Would you like to talk about that a bit?
Sure. Well, when I started out... I did a lot of fairs and festivals and things like that. And then Chorus Entertainment hired me to perform, like to promote the Shania Twain concert at the ACC in Toronto. And Shania had actually seen me, you know, out doing interviews and meeting and greeting with fans and signing autographs and stuff. And I guess she was so impressed, she asked me if I would come up on stage with her, in which I did. And... That was a big thrill for me, you know, in front of 18,000 of her fans.
That must have been a big thrill.
Yeah. And then I was lucky enough, I got a call from CTV. Shania was co-hosting Canada Am, and they asked me if I would be a special guest on the show. So I got to meet her again. And then while we were recording my album in 2007, I got a call from one of my booking agents that Shania wanted to book me to perform for her family. Up in Gogama, so that was a big thrill as well.
It must have been a big thrill. Quite the experience.
Yeah,
performing
yeah.
with her for her family.
Yeah, it was actually. It was quite honored, and I felt like I pretty much made it. Yeah.
Yeah, you must have. That must have been a big turning point for you too.
Yeah, yeah, it was. You know, it sort of put you on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And and you know that, but we were working hard. Really, in 2004, a good friend of mine, Jason McCoy. Kept coming by and bringing me demos and stuff and saying, you know, you should really think about doing your original stuff like Sherry Lynn and start shedding the Shania. So it was really in 2004 that I started working on my original project, and which led me into recording an album in 2007.
Okay, interesting. Did you write some of the songs on the album?
Yeah, I wrote the cover, which is Can You Cut It?
Okay.
I also wrote a couple of other songs, but they're not singles. You know, I'm kind of new when it comes to songwriting, but I am actually heading to Nashville this month in June to co-write with Keith Falese. Keith actually wrote I'm Just Looking for a Good Time by Lady Antebellum.
Okay.
And he wrote Something Like That by Tim McGraw and Faith Hill's The Way You Love Me. So I'm excited about getting together with him and co-writing.
You must be. First time going to Nashville?
No, this will, oh gosh, to be honest, I've lost track, but probably this is maybe my seventh or eighth time going, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's great.
Yeah.
Good. See, your debut album, and you came out with that, and we've been playing a few singles off it, too. Right now, we're playing I Love Myself More, so that's quite an interesting single.
Yeah, that song was actually pitched to me by Garth Brooks' management. Out of Nashville, Bob and Mike Doyle, and they actually pitched a few songs to me. And when I heard that one, I kind of got goosebumps. And I thought, gee, you meet so many people over the years, and you know, some people have gone through abuse. And I just thought it's a song that I can relate to, not physical abuse, but you know, just going through things and a little bit, and other people can relate to, you know, watching programs on TV and seeing what women go through with women's shelters and whatnot. So I thought that was the song that really kind of hit with me, and surprisingly enough, a lot of my fans, I get a lot of male fans that email me saying how much they relate to the song.
That's
which
interesting.
Is interesting because
yeah,
I thought
wonderful.
It would you know, it's more of a woman's song.
Yeah, well, I love it too because, you know, I love myself more. Women do so much for everybody else too, and it's time to that they, you know, took care of themselves and
exactly.
thought of themselves too.
It's true. I know women seem to be the nurturer, and they got to learn to nurture themselves, and, you know. So, yeah, I like that song, and it was actually written by Casey Kossel and Billy Kirsch, and was produced by Tom McKillop, who's also the producer of One More Girl and Erin Prichette, and mixed by Kevin Churko, which he mixed the last three Shania Twain albums with Mutt Lange.
Okay,
yeah.
Excellent. Quite an honor. Now, if I'm not mistaken, do you have a video out, I Love Myself More?
No, we were actually working on a video for that, and the day before we were supposed to start shooting, we found out one of the major pieces of equipment was unavailable for the shoot.
Okay.
And it actually wasn't going to be available for quite a while, so we decided to hold off on that. It was a red cam that we needed for that, a few of the major scenes in the video that we'd planned, so we decided to just maybe hold off and just start working on the new album and then bring out some more videos, you know, once we release the new album.
Good, but you have some videos out for the other songs, I guess?
Yeah, we have I Love Somebody, my debut single, which can be viewed on my website or on cmt.ca. My website, sherrylynn.com, and also Play Now, which was a great video. That was a fun one because I actually got to drive a 2008 Lamborghini.
That's fun.
Yeah. Sometimes videos, they are fun shooting, I mean, but it is a lot of work, too.
It must be, yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny because I Love Somebody. I actually rode my horse in that video, and I hadn't ridden him in almost 3 months prior, and I thought he was going to buck.
Right.
But, no, he was really good. I think he saw the cameras and saw the boom, and he really behaved, which surprised me.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Great. Now, your website, www.sherrylynn.com. That's S-H-A-R-I-L-Y-N.
And, two N's.
Two N's, right. Yep. That's a great website. They have your bio on there, gallery, multimedia, your tour, and interesting, your charity, too. So when I read that, I found that pretty interesting. Okay. Yep. And would you like to talk a little bit about... Your charity that you've picked out?
Yeah, I have actually a couple of charities.
Okay.
There's actually a few. Right now, my biggest charity right now is cancer. A couple of very close people to me have cancer right now. One of them is fighting for their life.
Okay. So
and I will be performing for Road to the Cure, which is a fundraiser for cancer, coming up July 25th at Sunset Speedway.
Okay.
So, you know, anyone that can come out to that, Sunset Speedway is in Innisfil, Ontario. I know it's a little far, but if you can come out and support, or any charitable event to do with cancer, because I find more and more people are getting cancer these days, but it is curable if it's gotten within time, and it's the treatments that people really need. They need to raise money for, so people don't have to make the long trips back and forth for treatments. So that's been a big supporter of mine. Also, the Ontario SPCA, I'm a big supporter of. A good friend of mine died of Lou Gehrig's disease. So that's another fundraiser that I'm a big supporter of.
All excellent charities, and so many people have at least one person in their family who has had cancer or, you know, passed away with it, so it's excellent. So lots coming up this summer and this fall, I guess, and the year altogether. You're going to Nashville, and you're going to even start working on your next album?
Yeah. My trip to Nashville starts songwriting, and I'll be down there anywhere between 2 to 3 weeks. I'll also be visiting some friends while I'm down there. As you may know, Brad Paisley, his band, played on my album, and they'll be around Nashville on the 17th, in which I'll be there. So we'll be getting together and hanging out.
Oh, exciting. Lots of exciting stuff.
Yeah, it's exciting, it's fun, it's a great time, you know, when I get to go to Nashville to see friends in the industry that I haven't seen in a while, because, as you know, we travel a lot, and we're always working on our careers, and it's hard to get any time to spend with your family, let alone your friends.
That's right, I can imagine, you work very hard, yeah.
Yeah, it is a lot of hard work, but I encourage anyone, too, out there, if they want to become a member of the Country Music Association of Ontario. it's a great membership to join if you're looking at getting into the music industry. I actually spoke on a panel this past Saturday, and I probably will be traveling around speaking on more panels, but, you know, it's a great, you know, if you're looking at getting into the industry, you can look it up online.
That's very handy, too, and definitely an inspiration. And, you know, mm-hmm. if you're thinking about getting into the music industry, certainly helps to get all the information you can.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I wish I had someone to point me in the right direction mm-hmm. way back. Actually, Jason McCoy, he was probably the only person that really gave me a lot of input in the beginning. And then when I went to Nashville and I met people like Charlie Leuven and Rob Paisley's band, they gave me a lot of help and direction and whatnot. So it's good to get out there and mingle in the industry and make new friends and, you know, pick their minds about the industry and ask a lot of questions mm-hmm. and go just knocking on doors.
Good advice, good networking mm-hmm. habits there. Now you're attending the CCMAs and they're going to be in Edmonton, I guess?
Yep, they're in Edmonton this year. I was actually just before this interview online looking up to book the flight.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be there from the 8th to the 13th attending the CCMAs. The award show is actually on the 12th mm-hmm. of September. And before I head set to the CCMAs in September, I'm going to be doing some touring. I'll be playing at this year's Havelock Country Jamboree.
Okay.
And I'll be opening August 20th for Dwight Yoakam and Tanya Tucker and Doc Walker.
Yeah,
and then the next day I'll be actually in Quebec. I'll be performing at the Kippewa Country Fest.
Okay.
In Quebec and doing a show with Charlie Major, and the Wilkinsons will be there. And some other artists, and then performing again August 27th with Jason McCoy and Friends, which will be the Wilkinsons, Derek Rattan, the Higgins, and many more. And that will be in Cookstown, Ontario. But you can see all those details on my website, again, at sherrylynn.com, under tour.
Wonderful.
Yeah, good. Then off to the CCMAs, and then probably out to Vancouver to start working on the album recording.
Wow, you certainly have a lot of plans there.
Yeah.
That's great. Are you on Facebook, too?
Yeah, I'm on
Facebook, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on Facebook, and I encourage people to join me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Just look up Sherry Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I talk to a lot of people, too, so if you send mm-hmm. me emails, I'll respond to it.
Good. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Sherry Lynn?
No, just really appreciate anyone, you know, coming out to the shows. Would love to meet everyone, and you can get my CD at any Walmart store, but although the Walmarts, most of them have sold out by now, but it's also available online or at HMV stores. You can order it at the counter if it's not in stock.
Okay, and also from your website, there's a lot of merchandise there too, which I should mention.
Yeah,
a lot of fun. Okay, yeah. Well, we thank you very much, Sherry Lynn, and wish you all the best in the future.
Great. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
The girl I used to be would have just laid down defeated and made you a pot of coffee at 2 a.m. again. But the way you looked right through me tonight, it just got to me, and that coffee pot went flying right past your head. Crash, glass all over the floor. I bet you notice me as I walk out this door. I can do this, get through this, gonna make no more excuses. I will always love you, that's for sure. But I love myself more. I love myself. The girl I wanna Who's waiting up now, wondering when I'll come home? The sun will rise, it will set, and you'll still be alone. Oh, I can do this, get through this. Gonna make no more excuses. I will always love you, that's for sure. But I love myself more. I love myself more. I love myself more.
Sherry Lynn, I Love Myself More, CJMQ 88.9 FM.